InsureYourHealthNow.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, as usual, every day, folks, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Thursday, January 12th, 2012. Happy New Year. You have with you on this cold day in the state of Minnesota. It's 8 degrees here. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. He is back, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do join us. This show is about you. I know we're throwing a lot of information down on you, but we always love to hear what you have to say in response. Pro or con, matters not. We'll contend for the faith all day long. That's what we're doing in this country, as a matter of fact. We're going against the flow. As Joshua and Caleb brought forth the good fruit, everybody else is mad at them for telling them the good news after the bad news. Well, we're going to bring the good news after the bad news that we can still win the day. As a matter of fact, our founders, less than 3% of America God used to establish this country through 56 signers through the colonies. Now less than 3% of America is being used to judge and curse America. Read Deuteronomy 28. You'll see 14 blessings to 55 curses. And we're on the other end of that stick right now, folks. But we have hope. We know that it can be done because the Lord said, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord, I will deliver up your enemies from before you. And those that bless you, I will bless them. And those that curse you, I will curse them. It's the other way around, folks. We have to put on our spiritual caps rather than our carnal caps, because it's our carnal caps that bring defeat. And we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the resurrected spirit of Christ. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Should we say that again just for the fun of it?
Yes.
Folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if I can rewind just two little statements that I've made. That number, if you'd like to be a part of the show, is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. I seen a quote today. People were going after Ron Paul, and it was a great comeback. They're saying he was kooky. He said, they think I'm kooky because they can't answer me intellectually. Well, that's a
nice.
That's really good, isn't it? Yeah. That's why people, when you preach about the Bible and the Word of God and the Constitution, they think, man, that's just really kind of way out there. No, it's because you're so backwards.
Yeah, that's right.
And, that's kooky.
Yeah, that's weird, man. That's your why you're saying a thing. It's like, well, people, I've never heard it like this before. I know, because you haven't heard somebody that believes.
Yep.
There's a big difference there, folks. Real quick, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and I want to say this, and I'm going to say this every show up until November of 2012, that this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America. Forget it not, because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. And his fruits show you that to be exactly right on the money.
Yep.
It's factual. You judge a man by his fruits.
And his whole household's fruits have shown that they're not American.
Fruities.
That's
fruity
right.
Pebbles.
Pretty kooky.
Real kooky.
Woo!
No, in this context, really kooky and divided.
Actually, seriously kooky.
Weird. Angry elves.
Angry? Yes. Angry? Not sure why.
Yeah.
You know, why would a man be angry at a country that gave him an opportunity like he's got right now?
Yeah.
Folks, if you go tomorrow...
Them rich white men,
I know,
I'll tell you.
Keeping us down.
As he's the president
down
of
in
the
White
States,
House,
who fought on the forefront to give him the opportunity to be the president of these United States.
Yep.
Yeah, them rich white men, I'll tell you.
God bless America.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tomorrow, folks, again, every Friday, you have a column coming out. We want to keep you. I want to draw your attention to it now, that you can find it right away in the morning. Go to worldnetdaily.com or gcnlive.com. You'll see Bradley's column coming up. And tomorrow's topic is, well, I'll keep you in suspense, but you're going to absolutely like it. The last two that we've had out there have been starting to go viral in the viral world. Lots of folks are picking up on it, and there's been a lot of interaction. Get in the fight. Start contending. It reminds me in New York City what's happening right now. The pastors are taking to the streets,
amen,
and they're protesting the mayor. After the fact,
Bloomberg,
the mayor yeah, has supposedly kicked them out of their public schools, but it's getting them active. Some of these pastors even went to jail.
It's you know what? It's the best medicine for the church
to
get kicked out of the building,
yes,
because the church is only a barracks to be trained up anyways.
Yep.
So praise God for
amen.
It.
So we need to get out there and stay active. And when you are active, that's where you lose your life, and that's where you find your life, folks. That's where you're going to find it every single time. Get in the fight. So get in the fight. We invite you to get engaged. Not just the columns, but start creating your own columns and start stirring liberty across the
nation.
And
just to remind you, folks, it is your country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not somebody else. You don't have to ask permission.
That's right.
This is yours.
Be engaged. That's right.
There's no need to create something new.
We don't need to complain about what we have the freedom to write.
You got it.
You get the point.
But complaining's fun because I don't have to do anything.
What Jake was just talking about, the two last week's articles, public schools, the one that we did, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we have about 9,200 and some hits on it. Last week, in the middle of the article, for some reason, it was a day after the article came out, I think we had about 110 comments, which is great when you get a catfight going. Yeah. And that was on gay marriage, never in the history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the homosexual sparked up about that one. And in saying that, I think there's almost we're coming in on about 2,000 hits now, right now. But the point is, if it didn't go down, I'd go so far as to speculate.
Yes.
And foresee
it would
through my visions.
Far sight.
Yes, that there would have been quite a few more on
absolutely
there. But folks, check it out. Please do. It's on sonsoflibertyradiomedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd also like to check out my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. It's Bradley Dean, the studly individual. Jake, you're supposed to say that for me.
Studly individual, big guns.
No, here, I'll just
full head of hair.
Say it's a Bradley Dean, it's a studly picture.
Folks, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook. Studly picture.
Yep.
What else?
Long hair.
Long hair.
Looks great.
Commando.
Commando. Yeah, you can say that.
Looks like a commando, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the commando that just got knocked out the other day.
Yeah.
Different commando.
He loves people.
He loves people.
So don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
That's right. And, folks, you know, you may have a hard time with this, but you can't hate the guy because he's beautiful, okay?
Dude. Was that in the cackles of your heart?
Of course it was.
That was great.
I just needed a little help from somebody else's brains.
Yeah, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's. Jake's my parrot, folks.
Jake's my parrot, folks.
All right, guys. Hillary Clinton has said anyone found to be connected to a video of U.S. Marines urinating on what appear to be dead Taliban fighters. I just watched the video. That's what it was. Must be held fully accountable. The U.S. Secretary of State spoke after Defense Secretary Leon Panetta announced a full investigation into the incident, calling it deplorable. Hillary Clinton goes on to say that that doesn't represent who we are as a people.
I wonder what,
in a respectable fashion.
What does our represent?
She goes on, our values.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's just stop real quick, folks. It doesn't represent our values. She said it doesn't represent our values.
Hillary's the values.
Doesn't represent America. Mm. Jay Carney was asked a question by a reporter, and it was the only reporter in the room that had the guts mm-hmm. and the heart to stand up for the American people. And he asked about the bill that was being passed through that had bestiality in the bill. Listen to what Jay Carney says.
supported a 93-7 U.S. Senate vote to approve a defense authorization bill that, quote, includes a provision which not only repeals the military law on sodomy, but also repeals the military ban on sex with animals or bestiality. Does the commander-in-chief approve or disapprove of bestiality in our armed forces?
I don't have any comments on that. Let me get another
does
question.
The president believe
to something
be approved
yes,
by...
I've learned my lesson.
Okay. I'm done. Lester, I think we'll let everybody get a chance here. Go ahead, Jay.
So you don't want to take any more questions on bestiality?
See, they demonize or vilify or mock or make humorous the individual that cares enough about America. But the real question is, folks, is it did pass? And so I got a question for you. That if 93 of those in the Senate, 2-7, passed bestiality, in other words, it's not a crime to commit bestiality in the military, then if that's not wrong, let me ask you the question, folks. What is wrong? Remember how I keep telling you about how this is a moral issue? Folks, you have people in your government tempting God to see if he really means what he says, and you're eating the fruit of that pill. Wait a second. Let me go back here. Okay, so Hillary Clinton says, urinating on these Taliban fighters doesn't represent the American people. These are not our values. A full investigation by Leon Panetti. But Jay Carney, the clown with the red nose on, thinks it's not a worthy answer to stand up. Mm-hmm. For someone that's actually sitting in Senate trying to pass a bill that says it's no longer illegal? Where in the heck is their minds? America, to the American citizen, where are you to let this go pass on your watch? That's really what this comes down to. Is Jay Carney, the circus clown, still in there? Yes, he is. Is Obama in there still as the president of these United States? Yes, he is. What are you doing about it, America? What are you doing about it? It doesn't go lower than that. What are you waiting for? In Greece, Jake was just telling me that pedophiles are now, pedophiles in the Greek nation, Greece, are applying for benefits.
Disability.
From their governments. Folks, I think you think it's not going to get worse than what it is, and I think you think, for some reason, God didn't mean what he said, that he would turn that nation into hell, that turned their backs against him. What happens when 303 million people let one administration
That's
so
right.
corrupt
That's
as
right.
to say that it's okay for our military to commit acts of sex between them and animals? This is a representation of this administration. It is.
Yep. Sure is.
What does God say about that? I want you to listen to the scripture right before it. It says this in Exodus 22:18. This is right before what I'm going to make a point about. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. A rebellious devil worshiping witch. A devil worshiper is one that just merely doesn't believe in the word and doesn't act it out.
Yep, serving self.
Verse 19. Whosoever lieth with the beast shall surely be put to death. Yet you have 93 senators, folks, that you just gave a pass to, that they can go ahead and let the military have sex with animals? Said this administration with the stroke of a pen? I think people are to the point now where they're just tempting God. What was that quote by Thomas Jefferson about how he fears for his country when the judgments of God fall upon him? In other words, folks, you're only going to go so far with it where everything's going to spin out of control, and you're going to stand before God and you're going to say to him, why did you let these things happen? And God's going to look back down on you and say, no. Why did you let these things happen? I promised that I would give you the necks of your enemies, but you didn't bother with that because you were too busy watching a football game or a baseball game. Oh, that's too extreme. No, I know it's pretty extreme when an administration comes about and says, now you can have sex with animals, military. And let me ask you the other question. Where did it start? It started with DADT, didn't it? Don't ask, don't tell. Look at the name. Look at the name. Don't ask, don't tell. Deceptive. Mm-hmm. And then what's the next thing? We see two lesbians kissing. And then what's the next step? Folks, you have to understand you're dealing with people that are not ruled by law. Mm-hmm. I don't think you figured that one out yet. They mean what they say because they're not ruled by a spirit or a heart or a conscience the way most Americans do. But I'd ask the question on the reverse of that, what kind of a conscience do you have that you would tolerate this kind of activity in your country? Because your administration said this. Jay Carney mocks it, makes a joke of the reporter asking the question as if, does Obama approve of this? Well, sure he does. If he didn't, why was it in the bill?
He's about to show you.
And he also approves of child pornography. In the Pentagon, 5,000 members have been called out for child pornography. That's a felony, folks. That's 20 years in prison. Brian Bender broke that story from the Boston Globe last year. You're military, folks. Now all of a sudden this administration comes in and guts your military. You have compromised men that are being blackmailed through an administration is what it comes down to. There's no other excuse for it. Why did they give them a pass? Because they're controlled. That's how tyrants control men. They get dirt on them. Why are these bills being passed through the Senate and the Congress? Because they're compromised men. Hello? Let's not talk about the moral issues because men might have to change them.
Right,
then the American people might have to respond to something called law. Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. One more point. I did a little homework on Jerry Sandusky today. I actually carried it. And I did some new voiceovers. You know, isn't it interesting, folks? There's 10 victims that this pedophile has been charged with violating, these innocent, fatherless boys. He's out on bail. Who's protecting him? Who's trying to cover for this guy, folks? I'm talking about your country, America. I'm not going to sit on this radio program and tell you how bad everything is without telling you that it's your responsibility to right the wrongs because, again, you have the freedom to right the wrongs. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, any tyrant is more afraid of that than anything else in the world, that you have your freedom. That's why they're trying to eradicate it.
That's right.
What else does one need to say, Jake? Mm-hmm.
That's why it's always after your freedoms, folks.
And it's always the responsibility of those that have the freedom to do something about the way that they're being wronged.
Yep.
Hey, what's the? Can you throw out that quote by George Washington? The quote by George Washington where he basically talked about how it's an amazement to the people and to him why the American people allow the violations of their government to go on. Folks, we're going to hit this off. We're going to talk to Ed in just a minute here as well, calling in from Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake if you'd like to be a part of the show. 1-8- The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let me give you the definition of what a coward is in layman's terms. So the commoner can understand. One who, in perilous emergency, thinks with his legs.
Run!
Isn't it interesting how you get to see all these stickers all over the country that says, these colors don't run? You know, at some casino or strip joints.
That's right. Oh,
isn't that something?
Yeah, the brave guys.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. We're libertarians here.
Then when the fight comes, the tinkle runs down their leg.
Yeah, that's not what it says. The Constitution says this. Yes, but you're the embodiment of it. Coward. One who, in perilous emergency, thinks with his legs. What was that quote by George Washington that I was looking for, Jake?
The marvel of history is the patience with which men submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. George Washington.
America, Alexander the Great was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty. A serious offense, America. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who he was standing in front of, the young man feared for his life. Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty? Alexander the Great asked the soldier. Yes, sir, the soldier responded in a quivering voice. Soldier, what's your name? Demanded Alexander the Great. Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What is your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked him, "What is your name, soldier?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eyes, and I say this right in your eyes, America. "Soldier," he said with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct. If you're going to call yourself a Christian patriot, then act like it."
It's the only way for one man to decipher the fact that you are a Christian or not is your actions, not your profession, but your actions.
We got Everett in Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yes, thank you. Another great show. I just want to make this comment. And you know, these people that get elected and they promise to uphold the Constitution and they lie about doing this stuff and protect our liberties as they should, as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, tells the people that's running for our government that they have to protect our individual liberties and freedoms, but they're not doing it because, you know, they're taken over by the devil. Apparently, this is the end times, we know, and the devil's at work, and these devils is in our government, but we have to push them out by elected some good, godly people in our government, and this is what we need to do to take care of these problems.
Yes, we need to act is what we need to do. Let me give you an analogy really quick, and then I'm going to throw this over to Jake. Thank you for the call, Everett. Real quick. To the church in America, I want to ask the question, why is it that the women and defeated Christians spend so much time on the devil? I don't hear Americans talk about communists all the time and socialists all the time up until the fact that we have one in the office now. I didn't hear America sit there and boast in the power of our enemies because we were above them. Let me say this to all the Christians out there. The devil's a defeated foe because Christ died on Calvary. Why are you spending so much time magnifying the power of a defeated foe when Christ died? That's not grace. That's not an overcomer. That's a succumber. That's an underachiever. You don't understand grace yet. You don't sit there and talk about the power and magnify the power of the enemy all the time. It's completely backwards. In America, we talk about how awesome those colors are, red, white, and blue, and how awesome the veterans that we have are so powerful. By doing what did they do that made them so powerful? They magnified the laws against tyranny. We are the greatest nation in the world because we are overcomers, not underachievers or succumbers. And it's interesting that so many people, this aggravates me when I hear this, and I'm not ripping on Everett. I'm just saying people need to get their doctrine right and their hearts right. Because my Bible tells me greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My Bible tells me that I'm made more than a conqueror through him that loved me. My Bible tells me that the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me is in me and it overcomes the world and it inherits all things that God has to provide for us because it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
I don't see.
That's preaching.
I don't see underachieving Christianity in the Bible. Nope. And if you do, you see him being judged by God.
Mm-hmm.
And you see man where he gets in the way. And there's a distinction between the spirit of God and man's carnal fallen nature.
That's right.
You know, it's real clear.
And to accommodate that carnal nature, take your state, for example. Say your team wins the Super Bowl. The next day, do you go take that trophy and give it to the team that lost and talk all day long about the team that lost? Nobody talks about the defeated foe.
That's right.
And the loser.
That's right.
They talk about, yes, that's our team. Them are our boys. And congratulations, so on and so forth. We talk about the loser? You don't have time for that.
What a great parallel. What a great parallel. It shows you where men's hearts are, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
My Bible tells me the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But your point was, Jake, isn't it interesting how they're complaining about their government all the time, but they're always boasting in their favorite football team?
Oh, yeah.
Shows you where their heart is, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Priorities.
Yep. Let the one who's filled with shame carry his shame. You don't pull that shame on yourself by exalting the one who should be shamed. You exalt your king who's won the battle and do exploits like he does.
That's right. And you know what's also interesting, too, is when you think about that, is when you sit there and hear men talk about the corruption in government, that corruption lies within them as well.
Yep.
If they're not doing anything about the problem to make sure that they have the victory.
Yeah.
And that their posterity has the assurance of, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
So, anyways.
Yeah, our founders didn't sit and exalt King George. They exalted the principles that won them independence.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, we sent out an olive branch to you, and you would not listen.
Mm-hmm.
You would not succumb to the wishes of the people, which are just and right.
That's right.
In the sight of God. By the way, the tyrant King George back in the 1700s, he was a professed Christian man.
Oh, yeah. Church of England.
The atrocities committed against the colonies were horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And he claimed his Christianity.
Sure did.
Yeah. That's a lack of Christianity, folks. It's real simple. It's not hard. When you read the Word of God, it's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
A little child can understand these things.
I think that if a little child ran our government, it would do a better job right now than that. Because adults have to learn patterns. They have to learn deceptions and deceptive measures. Kids don't have to. We just talked about it the other day. When we went into public schools or we go into schools and we reach that generation, they are looking and willing to lay their lives down for the cause. The more you exalt the defeated one, the more they're going to lay down their lives for that cause, because that's all you're ever talking about. That's the one you give lip service to. That's the one that seemingly wins battles over the top of you. But when you represent Christ, folks, there's no stopping. Especially as a child who will lay his life down on the altar to do what he feels is right, there's no stopping him. We've got an army right now waiting to see how you will respond. And if you won't respond the right way, God will even raise that generation up as he did in the Old Testament. Right over the heads of those that said it couldn't be done. It can be done. Look, it will be done. It's going to be done.
Look at history. Folks, that's all you have to do is go back in history and see that it's repeating itself because the American people are sitting on their morals.
That's right.
You don't even have to listen to what I'm telling you is coming. Listen to what God did when he warned those people what was coming when they didn't take heed to it.
Right.
It came, didn't it?
Yep. And you look at even major prophets in the Bible. They were prophesying during the reign of good kings. So they were warning because not because the government was even wicked at the time. It was because of the people's apathy. And shortly thereafter, that judgment came. So don't think because the sun's shining, the crops are coming, everything's doing good right now, it ain't going to touch you. The Bible says like a thief in the night, God comes. If you knew that somebody's going to bust into your house that night, you'd be ready. But God comes at a time when you don't expect it.
Oh, yeah.
The twinkling of an eye, he's going to change things. And I'm not talking about the rapture to pull you out. I'm talking about he's going to change circumstance. It's ready for us to be willing.
And in the days of Noah, so shall it be
also
in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Folks, I want you to understand something. Those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Listen, when judgment comes, they can mock all they want at Scripture. They can do whatever they want. But I'll tell you what, back in the days of Noah, it wasn't funny when it started to rain, was it?
You got it.
They mocked him for building that boat. He was preparing. God told him to make that boat because when judgment came, it would float Noah's boat, but it would judge the rest of the world. So you go ahead and mock all you want, but I'm telling you what, we're already seeing the rain, aren't we?
And you look at Noah, that was about 100-year span, plus or minus, that he took to build that boat. Here's the problem, folks. Is just like the early colonists that came to America, to Jamestown, they found out really quickly that when they got here, they had enough store, they had enough food to last them to about the winter, maybe a little bit more into the winter. They didn't plant gardens, they didn't prepare themselves, they didn't make themselves right. And I'm talking about before God. This is the analogy. If you don't plant in spring, you won't reap in fall, you'll starve in winter. Folks, you have to get it right now. Even if you make it through two winter, you're doomed. You got to get right. You don't just all of a sudden jump on board at the last possible second and think everything's going to be cool. That's not what you sow. To sow now,
and
today,
and
this day.
And it's not biblical either, by the way.
No, it is absolutely not biblical. That ain't love. That ain't mercy. And that isn't grace. It was blood bought, folks. That's how we live. And when you live like you're blood bought, guess what? People are going to be agitated with you that hate liberty, that hate the principles that we're talking about right now.
Let's take Michael really quick in New York. Michael, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead and kick it off.
Hey, guys, thank you. Well, regarding Noah's time, it was definitely the slogan was party. And also, though, the fact was that there was bestiality going on, and that was the time frame where you had half man, half horse, things like that. And after the flood, the Lord said, now I shall make it only so like seed can make with like seed.
All right. Now, Michael, I got to cut you off. Got to take a hard break here. We'll be right back. Brad. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio. sonsoflibertyradio.com. I know that we're kind of sporadic live all over the country. If you'd like to be a part of the show, the number is 1-877-807-9977. So you're probably getting this in your car, so on and so forth. Give us a call. Say hey. Stick to topic, don't so I'll hang up on you in front of everybody.
Click.
I think they'd like that.
No.
It's eight,
nice to be hung
oh,
up on.
Oh, by the way, especially for those in the southern states where it's nice and cozy, It's 8 degrees here in the state of Minnesota.
We finally got winter, folks.
Yeah. You know what I did? I promised the other guy, because I did the show yesterday by myself because Jake was taking vacation.
I'd like to comment on that show, too, if I could.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I thought it was a very good show.
Thank you.
Very and what, informative. And the only part that I missed is when, you know, you said it's a terrible place to have your brains in someone else's head.
Yeah.
That there wasn't two voices saying that. There was only one.
There was. There was. But I know that thousands and upon thousands of people across the country were saying it with me.
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
It's a terrible place. And the other thing, too, is was the highlight me or that girl that I had on the radio show with me?
You know, I'm glad you brought in a guest. Because guests always make you look better.
Really?
That's why I'm on, though, is it?
That's exactly why you're here. Yes.
And you said that live.
And that's exactly why I had your wife here. And the only thing we didn't do yesterday was play the song.
The phone? Oh.
And I asked her, I said, would you like me to play that as your intro outro?
Which song?
This would have been the intro and outro that I would have played for her when she came in, before she sat down, and when she sat down. I thought it would have been very, I don't know, in a sense, giving her a high five.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would have been the song I'd have played.
Consulting with the rain. In my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Now, and I asked her if she wanted me to sing, if she wanted me to play that for her, and she said she thought that was funny. So
like branding, you know?
And that was Jake's wife yesterday, Heather, that was in here helping me out.
Would that make you Oz, then?
There is nothing worse. Oh, no.
To help get...
I was the cowardly lion who got his heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Put him up.
Yeah, put him up, yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Yeah. So, anyways, in saying that, I just thought I'd, you know...
Oh, you know what? We should read.
Your parents do pay me a lot of money to have you on here with me, and I think that it was only complimentary for me to have your wife while you were gone for a minute.
Oh, you know what?
And there's nothing worse than having somebody on the radio that stumbles over all their words.
I know.
I mean, dude, like, I got a spray bottle in here filled with vinegar, and I was shooting it at her. Knock it off.
Spray.
Yes.
You know, you just brought something up. The other time when you
brought up
about the... about the Christmas present?
So Heather just puts up on the screen, the Tin Man got the heart, the Lion got courage.
Ah!
If I only had a brain.
You know, I'm trying
to... That better be true, Heather, or else you're fired.
I'm trying to find this referral that we just got from the college the other day. Because I think
it's online.
I think it'd be a great thing to read off for folks to understand what we're doing in the public sector. But I want to go back to
It's a lot different than what we do on live radio here. I'm better on the aggressive. I'm better being confronted. I'm better in contention than I am. Just that's why I never do interviews.
Yeah.
I'm not good at asking people questions. It's like, listen, I'm a preacher. I'm taking the word, and I'm proclaiming that from the housetops. Jesus wasn't asking people questions rather than to see their faith.
That's right.
Or he wanted to bring the gainsayers to nothing and show them how stupid they were in front of everybody.
And where was Jesus? Hanging out with his apostles in a cave? No, he was in... How about colleges? That's where you'd be today. I teach a course in modern political thought.
Okay, so lay it out
for this professor said. 1500 to the president at Normandale. Well, anyways.
In college in Minnesota.
Yeah. I take a broad view of our topic, listening not just to those voices who are obviously not political, but also figures such as Luther and Calvin.
That was complimentary. Dude, reformers, that was a high five.
Whose focus, while not primarily political.
Was I Luther or was I Calvin?
Still articulate. I would say Luther.
Who
definitely.
Are you then? Melanchthon.
I was just.
These are great reformers, folks.
I was the guy who carried the books.
Okay, so you're the guy that...
Definitely not Luther.
But you know what? As I do, humble pie, and I'm going to throw it at him in about 2 seconds here.
As I do read the Reformers, though, I can very much relate with men like Melanchthon, Maluther.
Yeah.
It was like a morph between
the
two.
Did Melanchthon have a wife with no brains in her head?
What Melanchthon... He actually had a wife, but he had two daughters. He had two daughters, but he loved his daughters very much.
So apparently he had a wife then.
Yes, he did have a wife.
Good for him.
I know.
I bet no such thing as gay marriage back then,
and I don't know that he was losing it. No, they're absolutely...
I mean, if that was the case, how could they have had kids?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out, actually.
Okay, yeah.
So
he's reading
a referral
from a professor at a college that me and the other guy did last year, and he's trying to be humble by it by not being inclusive.
I attempt to put these thinkers in their historic context and to connect their work with a wider philosophical and intellectual milieu, is what he said.
Yeah.
So anyways, to go on, he compares them to things like liberals, Marxism, conservatives. This guy wants to contrast all thoughts, both sides of the spectrum, from Karl Marx all the way to Martin Luther and John Calvin.
The great loser, and to the great achiever in Christ, Calvin.
That's right.
Yep.
With Calvin, we confront the question on how religious beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get to the point where he talked about arguing the prescriptions of faith should be carried over into the political realm, because Calvin was very much involved in that. Giving my commitment to finding speakers who might personify the thinkers we were considering, I wished to find someone who would argue that Christian principles should guide American politics. Bradley Dean was a superb spokesman for that point of view. Charismatic, dynamic.
Hang on a second. If a man cannot be faithful to his creator... How is he going to be faithful to God's creation?
Yeah.
There it is right there. Hello. That's not... Folks, take it how you want to take it. It doesn't get any more plain than that.
If you won't be faithful to he that sees all things, how in the world would you be faithful to him that sees very few things?
Yeah. The only reason you'd want to be in government if you weren't submitted to your creator is because it would be laid out for self-interest, and that's it. Nothing more.
And you see that to the prophets. They make the shepherds...
Well, you see that today in America. They're not submitted to God. They're at war with him.
Yep.
And who's winning the day? They are, and you're losing. They are for a minute until they face the judge.
That's right.
Okay.
And they will face the judge, even on this earth. Bradley Dean was a superb spokesperson
and
for that
Jake
point.
And Jake McMillan, yep.
Charismatic, dynamic.
That's me.
Mentally quick.
Totally me.
And persuasive. I'm trying to figure out where I fit in. He so thoroughly engaged the students that I think
that's,
they would have stayed.
That's true. That's true. You know what? It's best that you just leave your name out of that referral.
I'd have.
Okay. All right.
Okay. He so thoroughly engaged the students that I think they would have stayed. Now, these are liberal-minded students that are flooded with liberal ideas 24/7.
Looking for the light.
And Muslims, might I add. There were Muslims in this room.
Cool kids,
but
they were.
This is what he said. The students would have stayed at least another half hour after class had we had not had to clear the room for the next class. The kids wanted to stay and continue to talk on this vein. Why? Because the light came in the room and Christ showed his anointing through people that would actually stand for his principles, not tuck their tail and cower and capitulate to the liberals that had certain ideals because it may not be politically correct. They wanted to know because the truth was so few and far between being presented to these kids that when it finally came, they were like, yes, I can extract from this. This is right. This is strong.
Well, when someone sits in darkness their whole life and they see the light, they come to it, and that's the end of Christ. Capitulate, meaning give up the fight to the enemy, really.
That's right. Go over and abase yourself to them. Yeah. What would you have us do? We're so sorry. We're wrong, even though we think we're right, but we're not really. It's silly. It's like a jellyfish. We just saw a jellyfish the other day.
A wooden blunt sword, dude.
Jellyfish have no heart. They have no brains. They just kind of squash around.
Yep. They're
they
cool looking,
eaten,
though.
They can't protect or defend themselves. They are cool looking. Yeah. That's about it. That's a great point.
Yeah,
They're cool looking.
You look like you want to pet one.
Yeah. And have one in a little aquarium next
to you. Right next to your bed when you go to sleep.
But they can do nothing.
Yes. Or maybe even in the tub with you. Maybe put a bar of soap in their hand and have them wash your back.
Have you ever been stung by one? I was stung by one in the ocean once.
Is that when you were begging for lunch from one of the lifeguards in Hawaii?
No, I was swimming at that time.
Okay.
Trying to spear some fish.
Oh, and jellyfish have no spine either. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. There's no vertebrae structure. There's no bone system. Matter of fact,
this sounds like you're giving the definition for a politician in this country.
You know what? I all of a sudden stumbled onto that thought after you said it.
So, okay.
That's exactly what we're dealing with.
Okay, now let's get back to this referral that you got from this professor.
Yes.
Who thought that we were all that in a bag of chips. Now, folks, we'd be absolute fools to believe that we are anything. Mm-hmm. Because without Christ, without the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, we are nothing.
You know,
we know that.
It simply comes down to the fact that we love our Father that did for us, and we want to tell other people about it. And show other people. That's all it is.
I'm saved, though, and I'm going to heaven. I know, but what have you been saved for?
Mm-hmm.
That's
for
it,
purpose?
To go out there and show the people what you have.
Yeah, God just saved me. Jesus just saved me. But I can't tell anybody about it.
He's hiding me.
God's hiding me right now.
Let me say something. He smells like beef and cheese, and he's a liar.
He sits on a throne of lies.
Yes. A throne of lies.
Coolest.
Isaiah 14, by the way. Yes, that's right.
And he is a liar.
Oh, totally.
And so why in the world would somebody be afraid? I mean, it's just like...
Because they don't have it. That's what I say all the time. Listen, we're Christians. Oh, we're really, what's the fruit of your faith? I don't have you don't have the fruit because you don't have the faith. It's that simple.
Yep.
Yeah? And the world's dying to see Christ. Yep. They don't need religion. They need Christ.
That's right.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Can't hide a nuclear explosion.
No, so how did you... Well, that was great.
You really can.
Well, there's
very difficult.
That's right. There's those that have been born in the smoke, and there's those that have been born in the fire. Yep. John Wesley, the great field preacher, used to say that every morning of his life, he used to set himself on fire so that the world could watch him burn. And that's why the people listen to the Sons of Liberty. We'll be back at you tomorrow at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone. If you'd like to know who we are again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. We love you. Bye.